This is the Schnitt Show.
A bizarre story from an Ohio sheriff. If you haven't seen this, I might bust things up just a bit. Maybe start with this hour, number two. Welcome back to Schnitt. Here we are on a Thursday. It's debate night, and I will be on the edge of my couch with an array of snack food and chilled beverages and probably some alcoholic beverages as well, probably a wine and whiskey debate-watching event at the Schnitt House. And that would be just like the Commodore song. Remember, Schnitt House, right? Now, I played the Biden audio just a little while ago, and it's so obvious. At the end of last hour, I played some of the Biden audio from the Leslie Stahl 60 Minutes piece. And again, it is completely obvious that Biden does not plan to pack the court. But again, he won't say that because he does not want to piss off the far left. So why would anyone think that he'll do that once he's in office? Now, in one exchange on court packing, Biden validates the claim made by many independents and dissatisfied Republicans who are fed up with Trump. You know, Biden himself is a centrist. Now, you might have individuals that are trying to paint him as a progressive and it's far left Joe Biden. That's just not accurate. I don't want Joe Biden to win. He's liberal enough that I don't want this guy in the White House. But he is not AOC. He is not Rashida Tlaib. He's not Ilhan Omar. I mean, that's just a fact. Maybe some of you don't want to hear that, and you want to hear that he's just like those individuals. He's not. That's just true. He's not a socialist. And the socialist terminology is being thrown around just way too much by a lot of folks. A lot of the pundits that are in support of President Trump. A lot of talk show hosts, frankly. I have people emailing me constantly. I heard this, and this on this particular show, and they want me to jump on the socialist bandwagon and just paint everybody a socialist. I can't do that. When somebody's a socialist or if they're espousing socialist core ideologies, I'll tell you, and I will shred them. I will rip them apart. But I would just say be wary of those that are tossing around the socialism term just a little too freely, a little bit too much as a scare tactic. And it's just happening. From what I've gleaned from emails and social media that I've received and specific names mentioned of other talk radio hosts, the whole socialism thing is just being bandied about. It's being used just way loosely and, frankly, just too much. Oh, I'll defend against any encroachment on our capitalism, our representative republic. Oh, I'm a staunch advocate, as you know. But I'll also point out when socialism and that buzzword, that pejorative, is being used way too much. And it is. It appears that's the case. It's just being used way too much. And Biden, again, he's a liberal, but he's a centrist, not a socialist. But also, Joe Biden has no spine. Joe Biden, you need to go for a checkup and see what they can do about you having no spine. In fact, a very good buddy of mine is a spine surgeon in Florida with Florida Orthopedic. I could set you up. Hey, Joe Biden, listen, I could set you up. I've got a good buddy of mine is a spine surgeon, Dr. Mark. And he can make an appointment for you. I'm sure they'll do the appropriate imagery and find out if you have any spine or any spine left or what could be done. And if surgery is an option, I'm sure that they'll present you with the possibilities. But listen, the issue with Joe Biden, again, Joe Biden is a centrist. He's a liberal, but he's not a socialist. But the problem with Joe Biden and the fact that I'm deliberately and accurately describing how he is spineless is that Joe Biden will cave to the demands of many of the loud-mouthed liberals and those that are in the socialist arena with some of their ideologies, he'll cave. So that's a big concern. That's why you don't want Joe Biden. Not that he's a socialist. It's that he will cave to some of the ultra-libs and socialists in the party. What he should have told Nora O'Donnell, let me tell you what Joe Biden should have done. What Joe Biden should have told Nora O'Donnell is that it is ultimately up to Congress, not the president. The president, folks, can't just snap his fingers and mandate 11, 13, 15. Why stop there? Why not 17? New Supreme Court or total justice is on the Supreme Court. Will Joe Biden grow a spine tonight? Will it be a miracle? Will it be that he walked up on the stage with a walker and then Ernest Angley smacks him on the head and says, "Evil spirits, come out!" And then chuck his walker into the audience. Oh, my God. Ernest Angley. Oh, that was hours of entertainment for me as a kid. Can you imagine? I'm 11 years old, 12 years old. And on Sunday mornings in Virginia Beach, I'd flip on like Wavy TV 10 or something. And literally, they ran the Ernest Angley hour, power hour, whatever they called it. And Ernest Angley, if he had any connection with God, if Ernest Angley had any connection with the big guy upstairs, and if he's able to cure people, if he's able to smack people on the head and suddenly they're healed, why couldn't Ernest Angley smack himself on the head and get rid of that horrifically bad raccoon toupee on his head? And I had that figured out when I was 11 years old. Oh, boy. I just have the image of Joe Biden having his walker thrown into the audience. It's a miracle. I've been cured. I've been healed. Oh, don't get me started with that BS, that crap. And, of course, the evangelists that were busted with earpieces, you know, hearing people that worked on his staff, you know, giving him tips. Oh, this is so-and-so coming up. And it's like, you know, these evangelists, they knew so much. Oh, is there a woman in the audience who this and that, who lost her mother, grew a third eyeball, and just had a finger amputated by her garbage disposal? Oh, there she is. She's walking up. And, of course, it's all being fed to these evangelists back in the day with an earpiece and a walkie-talkie by staff that had already done the canvassing and knew who was going to be called up. I mean, that's the way that garbage worked. And numerous were busted doing that. Where was I? Joe Biden and his spine. So will he grow a spine tonight? You know, he's going in ahead of Trump by really every measure, in every poll. Biden is going on stage tonight at this debate ahead of Trump. But those polls are tightening. That's a fact. A lot of the polls are now tightening. There was a big crevasse. There was a big breath just in the last couple of weeks. And Trump is tightening a lot of these polls. And folks, a little less than 2 weeks, 12 days is an eternity in presidential politics. Don't believe me? Just get Kankelmeister on the phone. Get the Kankle Queen. Get Hillary Clinton on the phone. Ask Hillary what an eternity just 12 days could actually be. When Joe Biden gets attacked on Burisma and Hunter Biden's emails, arranging a meeting with his father, will Biden bring up Ivanka Trump? Will Biden bring up the 7 Chinese trademarks that she secured days after meeting with the Chinese president in the midst of the battle over Huawei, the telecommunications company, Huawei? Will he mention Don Jr.'s meeting with the Russian attorney in the hopes of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton? Hey, I'm just throwing out all the possibilities. You want me to be a sycophant over here? You want me to go, or do you want me to roll out the possibilities? You want me to roll out the strategy? Folks, you come to my show to hopefully get more intelligent, get more information, get honest talk radio from an honest talk radio conservative entertainer. That's me. And will Joe Biden mention the photo of Rudy with his hands down his pants in a hotel room with the young actress that we'll all see in the Borat movie drop tomorrow on Amazon Prime? Hey, all of this, these are fair questions. And you got to be ready. You got to be ready for everything. And, well, I'm going to give you that everything and not just be a suck-up and avoid issues that might be sensitive or if the president were listening, might tick him off. No, I'm a realist. I'm a tough love guy. You know the deal here, folks. You know what else? I got another deal for you here, and that's for CarShield. And I'd love you to sign up for CarShield and protect your car so when your car runs out of warranty with the manufacturer that you don't get slammed with just ridiculously high repair bills. And, of course, the check engine light is a major, major problem. When it comes on, you get that pit in your stomach. It's, oh, my God, what's wrong with my car? How much is it going to cost? How long is my car going to be in the shop? I mean, all these questions. And the check engine light is very scary for a lot of people. But guess what? How about having the check engine light be a whole lot less scary when you've got covered repairs taken care of by CarShield? Don't get caught with your warranty expired. Do you know what it could cost to replace a transmission? What it could cost to replace a motor or have serious engine work that needs to be done? CarShield offers a very wide range of protection plans that can save you thousands on covered repairs, which means that the check engine light suddenly might not be as worrisome. Now, you'll have the freedom to choose your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work. They're not going to send you to some guy's uncle and, oh, you got to get your repairs there. No, no, no. You get to choose your favorite mechanic. Use the actual dealership where you got the car. And CarShield gets the rest taken care of. Even if your car breaks down while you're traveling, the choice of the repair shop is up to you. And on top of that, no long-term contracts or commitments. Payments are flexible. CarShield plans are customizable to your exact needs. CarShield has helped over 1 million drivers, and that is why they're America's number one auto protection company. Don't dread these repairs, folks, and don't get caught with your pants down with ridiculously expensive repairs and no warranty. CarShield. Go get a CarShield quote on your car. Get coverage today and see why CarShield makes cars go further. They do. Call 800-665-2157. That's 800-665-2157, 800-665-2157. Mention code SCHNIT or visit carshield.com and use code SCHNIT to save 10%, 10% off. That's carshield.com. Use the code SCHNIT, S-C-H-N-I-T-T. A deductible may apply. Again, carshield.com. Use code SCHNIT. And the SCHNIT continues next. Back in a moment, folks.
This is the Schnitt Show. Click on the Schnitt list every day at schnittshow.com.
I also have to deal with this Russian-Iranian interference situation with this presser and what has been revealed regarding interference in our elections by foreign entities. Now, am I shocked? Of course not. This is happening. And we need to be very clear. We need to be very tough. I think we ought to be just overt in interference in our election is tantamount to an act of war. That's the way I would handle it. I'm not saying that I would send missiles over or bomb countries, but there are a lot of things that can be done without blowing things up. Well, you kind of blow things up, but you can do things, well, it's kind of like what we did with the Israelis with the centrifuges in Iran by having the centrifuges destroy themselves. Stuxnet. The Stuxnet virus. Oh, that's classic. Oh, that's amazing. And the consensus, I guess, is that it was our intelligence working with the Israeli intelligence. And what we did with the Iranians and their centrifuges as they were enriching uranium and enriching to a level in excess of what we were comfortable with or what was agreed to, what we did with Stuxnet is we introduced with the Israelis, that's the general consensus, this virus called Stuxnet, S-T-U-X-N-E-T. And what that did is it implanted a virus into the computer systems running the centrifuges at the uranium processing operation for Iran. And this goes back, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago? And by infecting their computers, we were able to, this is great, we were able to fool their computers, fool their technicians' displays. So as the centrifuges were operating, the displays for the Iranian engineers would show everything was normal. All of the revolutions per minute, the RPMs of the centrifuges were completely as expected, within tolerance levels, when in fact they were spinning out of control. They were spinning at such a high rate that it was ripping them apart, destroying their own centrifuges while their engineers are looking at the computer screens and everything is A-OK. Everything is 100% normal. And these machines are just spinning at well beyond tolerance levels, and they just destroyed themselves to the tune of tens and tens of millions of dollars in damage and setting the Iranians behind. Hang on, more Schnitt next.
The Schnitt Show. The Schnitt List is on.
SchnittShow.com.
And we'll get to shortly the 60 Minutes audio. And, of course, what 60 Minutes has released of the upcoming Trump interview with Leslie Stahl for this Sunday. And also, I have the audio from the White House. The audio and the video and the audio that obviously goes with it. But I don't know if you knew this, folks, but I'm limited to just playing audio here on the radio show. I can't show pictures. We're working on that technology. It's something called television. we'll get to all that here in just a bit here on Schnitt. But, oh, boy, do I love the intimacy. Do I love the flexibility, the creativity of this radio medium. To me, it's the best, always has been the best. So we have this Ohio sheriff. Let's just take a couple of, oh, guys, what are you guys barking at? Hey, Scout, I'm on the air here. Scout, you asked if you could sit in during the show, and I said, okay, as long as you didn't bark. And you just broke the deal. Scout, you just barked. All right, so if you want to stay here, you can't bark. All right, that's Scout, my female, two-year-old, actually two-and-a-half now, Jack Russell Terrier. And I guess Gatsby is out of my office. Yeah, Gatsby's not in the office. I think Gatsby barked down the hall. That's what got Scout barking. But we have a deal. Okay, she's quiet now. Did you hear about this Ohio sheriff? This is a bizarre story. An Ohio sheriff has pledged to help celebrities move if Trump gets reelected. What is this? An Ohio sheriff is offering to help fund celebrity movie stars and sports figures who've threatened to move out of the U.S. if President Trump is reelected. Now, I understand the fodder here. I understand the humor, the sarcasm. I get it. I get it. But I've got some questions here. These are mostly the same people who don't like police, don't like first responders. So I feel obligated to make a response to that. This is Sheriff Richard Rick Jones, the sheriff of Butler County, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, posted a video on his Facebook page. You know, I support this guy's ideas. I support this guy's theories. You know, do I think this is great? In theory, I do. But I'm wondering, and yes, sheriff's offices in many cases around the country are politicized, elected positions, Democrat, Republican, or at least the perception of, I get it. But I guess I struggle with somebody in the public safety sector. And again, don't get me wrong. I do agree with the Ohio sheriff in the sense that, yeah, these celebrities, these movie stars, these sports figures that say, oh, and this is nothing new. Oh, if so-and-so gets elected, I'm moving out of the country. And this is not new. This has been around for a while. All right, let's help them. Let's take up a collection and help them move. I get it. I agree. I can't stand these folks that make these threats. And do they ever move out of the country? They don't. But I just don't understand, I guess, why law enforcement or a sheriff gets involved in that kind of thing, because ultimately you're going to piss off some people in your jurisdiction. And I'm just wondering, as a law enforcement officer, while I might agree with this guy 100%, should a law enforcement officer do that? And granted, we've seen outspoken sheriffs. We had Sheriff Arpaio, for instance, out in the Phoenix area, right? Maricopa County, is that right? You've got the black sheriff. What's his name? I haven't seen him for a while. He made appearances, very conservative, agreed with mostly everything he said, like the guy. But I'm just wondering why, in some cases, you make a spectacle and you say, hey, we'll help you move out. Anyway, the sheriff of Butler County in Ohio, while I agree with him, I just wonder whether it's smart for law enforcement to take this position. Good for you. I hope you do leave. And if there's any way I can help, I'm not a rich person, but I'd be willing to throw in $10 to a special fund to help get you a flight or whatever it takes, a ship ride to whatever country of your choice, and maybe you can make a better life there. I mean, I agree. This is funny. I agree. But once I just kind of, not even really super analyze, but you know, once I just think about it for a second, is it the right thing to do? What do you think? Do you think it's the right thing to do for law enforcement or an elected sheriff to really jump into the political fray and offer to, you know, move these folks out of the country? Oh, I'd be happy to jump on a bandwagon and even talk about it on the show. I'm just thinking from a law enforcement standpoint. Yeah, this guy is on his Facebook video. He's got a cowboy hat on. Said the issue wasn't a presidential one, but a United States issue. I agree with the guy. I just don't know if it would be my recommendation or if I were. What was that, Sue? Sue, what'd you say? Ah, gotcha. Yeah, Sue was just telling me that the black sheriff that I'm talking about is David Clark. Yeah, I don't know if I've seen him in quite a while, but I've typically agreed with him on most issues. So the sheriff, he said that it's not a presidential one, but it's a United States issue. And then he tore into dissidents as special people who are trying to tear our country down. He says, I love my country. Those of you who don't like it, leave. Well, listen, I don't have a problem with that. But if you don't like it, love it or leave it. You know what it, you've heard that before. Yeah, so this guy, Sheriff Jones, who is almost a spitting image. Are we sure that Wilford Brimley really did die? Yeah, the actor, Wilford Brimley, I thought he died in the last couple of months. I don't think so. I think he is the sheriff of this Butler County in Ohio. I think it's quite possible. So Jones did not name any of the celebrities by name, but said that his pitch also applied to those who promised to pack up and ship out of the USA ahead of the 2016 election, like Amy Schumer, Bryan Cranston. That's Walter White, folks, from Breaking Bad. Great TV show. I can still love and respect an actor's work but hate their politics and call them out. Oh, Lena Dunham, she's gross. Also Cher. So those individuals said that they were going to leave the country if Trump got elected. Last I checked, Amy Schumer is still in the country. Bryan Cranston, who is a phenomenal actor, and Breaking Bad is one of the greatest TV shows of all time, still in the country. Lena Dunham, who is just a gross individual. Cher, last I knew, they're still in the country. Oh, speaking of Amy Schumer, who is a cousin of the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Amy Schumer, the comedian, and you know she's been in movies, obviously. I've got an acquaintance of mine, a real estate agent in Manhattan, and actually was showing Amy Schumer's apartment. This is some years ago. And Amy Schumer was selling her place, and it was being shown. And I just heard that Amy Schumer's place was just a wreck. It was just a flat-out disaster. It was disgusting. It was slovenly. It was filthy. It was dirty. And in her bedroom, no lie, knowing that the place was going to be shown, there were sex toys that were on the floor, under the bed, on the, I mean, just all kinds of crap is the story that I heard from this real estate individual. So, who I know. It's not a, I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend that you were messing around. No, I heard that directly from the agent that showed the apartment of Amy Schumer. Yeah. Motley Crue. Tommy Lee. He also said he was going to leave the country if Trump wins a second term. Dude, I swear to God that if that happens, then I'm coming over to visit the UK. That's what Tommy Lee from Motley Crue said. He said, I'm out of here. I'll go back to my motherland, go back to Greece, and get a house on one of the islands. How about that? So, Tommy Lee was, he was born in Athens, Greece. Interesting. I didn't know that. So Tommy Lee, born in Athens, Greece, was raised in California, though. Interesting. Had no idea. All right, so I want to get in just a moment here. I want to get into the audio of 60 Minutes. We've got the official 60 Minutes audio. Then we have the Trump released audio. And I've got some thoughts. I've got some commentary. And we'll get into that in just a matter of moments. And then also I want to deal with the Russian-Iranian interference claims and the presser that occurred yesterday with the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI. So we will dial into that in just a bit. The committee, as you know, has advanced the Amy Coney Barrett nomination. Lindsey Graham, Senate Judiciary Committee, and well, Lindsey could be in trouble in South Carolina, folks. Polling is showing that Lindsey Graham's Democratic challenger for the U.S. Senate in South Carolina is polling ahead of Lindsey Graham. It had been pretty close neck and neck, and now some polls are showing Lindsey Graham losing in South Carolina. So Lindsey Graham, Senate Judiciary Committee, of which he is the chair, they voted earlier today to advance Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. The vote was 12-0. It wasn't 12-10 because none of the Democrats showed up. It was a protest. They were boycotting like a bunch of babies. The Democrats didn't even show up. The Democrats like a bunch of freaking babies. Yeah, the committee has a rule that two members of the minority have to be present to vote. But that was superseded by a Senate rule that only demands a majority of the committee be present to vote, and every one of the Republicans was there. And, of course, this getting voted 12-0 to approve the nomination in committee now will send this to the full Senate, and Mitch McConnell will schedule a vote. This paves the way for Amy Coney Barrett to be confirmed by a majority in the full Senate when they vote on Monday, is the last I saw. So this is going to be a done deal. Now, do the Democrats have any last-minute tricks up their sleeve? I guess we'll have to wait and find out. What's up my sleeve? Well, I got some Joe Biden audio. Well, I guess I played the Biden. So, hang on, I already removed that from my sleeve. So let me try that again. What's up my sleeve? Hey, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. What's up my sleeve is I've got the Trump audio from 60 Minutes. I've got the official CBS audio. Then I have the Trump recorded audio. And all that is next on Schnitt. Back in a moment, folks. Hang on.
This is Schnitt.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting Schnitt.
All right, let's get to some of the audio here. And I've got some of the official 60 Minutes audio. I have some of the Trump and White House recorded audio of the 60 Minutes interview. And again, this is scheduled to air on Sunday. Now, CBS is pissed. CBS is angry that the White House released the video that they had recorded. They claim that they violated an agreement, and CBS put out a statement. The White House's unprecedented decision to disregard their agreement with CBS News and release their footage will not deter 60 Minutes from providing its full, fair, and contextual reporting, which presidents have participated in for decades. CBS News has said the White House recorded the interview alongside the network and that there was an agreement. And that they claim, CBS says, that the White House, they pledged that the footage, the video that they took, would only be used for archival reasons. That's it. And, of course, the White House has released that today to counter what they claim is unfair, biased reporting or questioning by Leslie Stahl. All right, here we go. This is Leslie Stahl, who is confronting Trump. And this is where Leslie Stahl talks about something being untrue that Trump said. Here's the audio. Let's listen in.
Let me ask you what you think your the biggest domestic priority is for you right now?
Well, ultimately, I'll tell you, it was happening. We created the greatest economy in the history of our country, and the other side
you
was coming
that.
In.
You know that's not true.
It is totally true.
No.
Virtually every number was the best. We had the best economy ever, and what was happening is things were coming together.
Well, I asked you, what's the priority? I mean, those are all the good things.
The
what do you have
to priority now is to get back to normal, get back to where we were, to have the economy rage and be great with jobs and everybody be happy. And that's where we're going, and that's where we're heading.
And who is our biggest foreign adversary?
I would say China. They're an adversary.
They're
a competitor. They're a foe in many ways, but they're an adversary. I think what happened was disgraceful, should never have happened. They should never have allowed this plague to get out of China and go throughout the world, 188 countries, should never have happened.
So there you have it. That's the audio from one of the questions in the Trump interview. And, of course, Leslie Stahl pushed back on Trump saying it's the greatest economy ever. And if you look at the stats, while the economy was fantastic and Trump had a lot of things on a roll, there's no doubt about it. Not technically the greatest ever, but still incredibly strong, and the president should get credit for that, but also must be chided for issues in dealing with COVID, and of course, we've been whacked economically because of that. Now, I have the president's audio, which was released. We can listen to a little bit here. I'll continue after the top of the hour, in hour number three.
Are you ready for some tough questions?
You're going to be fair.
I'm going to be fair.
Just be fair.
But last time, I remember you saying to me, you know.
All right, so Trump is saying, be fair, be fair. And then what was Leslie Stahl just alluding to? Last time I remember you telling me, let's pick up with that. We have a solid hour number three, a lot to get to coming up. By the way, the debate tonight, there will be plexiglass shields in between Trump and Biden, which really do nothing unless you spit at them. All right, hour three, Schnitt, next.
This is the Schnitt Show.